New Settee by Doris Rogers, read by Kevin Wilde. Now recently I decided that I'd like a new settee. So far I went for January sales and my heart were filled with glee. But I never thought it getting would be such a lot of bother. Cause when it came it got stuck in passage and wouldn't move one way not t'other. You see I live in a flat at passage ain't right wide. Cause there's a lot of great big cupboards all down either side. Two chaps broke settee, and they managed it through the door, but just inside, one tripped on the mat and he fell on the floor. They knocked a bit off top at door, but said it wouldn't matter, cos nobody would look up there, and they tell me not to natter. I had to walk sideways for to get through passage missen, so what were going to happen with two big hefty men, and a settee that were nearly twice as wide as the space it had to pass. I just stood there bewildered and thought, see, I've wasted me brass. The chaps had to do a removal job before they got it through. It tugged and pulled and their language became rather blue. I thought I'd measured it for size, but I must have made a slip. But that big settee in the little room looked like a great big ship. But now it's there, it'll have to stop and I'll have to mend me ways, cos it looks as if I'm going to be stuck with that settee for the rest of me days.